and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's monthly program for your views, questions and comments. Recently, we've been approached by Alan Keith from Scotland, whose father fought in World War II, was captured in North Africa and sent to a prisoner of war camp somewhere in or near occupied Czechoslovakia. He escaped and found his way to Prague, where he made contact with the Czech underground movement and assisted them in their fight against the occupying German forces until the city was liberated towards the end of the war. Mr. Keith writes,
I'm wondering if you can help. I'm researching my father's wartime history and believe he took part in a radio program around 1967 to 68, during which he recounted his experience in Prague during the latter part of World War II. Do you have any records of programs during that period, particularly recordings? I appreciate that the history of Czech radio has had its own difficulties, but thought it was worth a try.
At about the same time, a similar email arrived from Wendy Paras from London.
My father was Joseph Paras, who was in the Czech RAF Coastal Command during World War II. Some years ago, my father visited Prague during a reunion of the Czech RAF airmen. I understand that he was interviewed on your radio station at the time. My father died some 8 years ago, and if I'm correct in my assumption that he was in fact interviewed for your radio station, it would be wonderful if I could receive a copy of the interview so that I can hear his voice again.
Thank you for sharing your family history with us. You will need to turn to the Czech Radio Archive Department. You will find the contact details in the respective emails we've sent you. As every month in Mailbox, let's hear your correct answers to our mystery person quiz question. Here's what Saeed Kizar Hayat Shah from Pakistan wrote.
She started sports at the age of 3 when her parents bought her skis. They spent each winter in the Krkonoše Mountains. In 1969, she married Czech-born innkeeper Pavel Steindler. They adopted 2 children. They ran the Duck Joint restaurant in New York City and later the Czech Pavilion. She died on July 30, 2015, at the age of 84, while living in New York City. The name of the great lady is Alena Vrzáňová.
Jayanta Chakrabarty from India wrote a detailed answer.
Alena Vrzáňová will ever remain an exponent of the surrealistic technique of modern figure skating. This outstanding Czech, who was also an accomplished pianist and ballet dancer, is an iconic figure in the sports history of the Czech Republic. With her inimitable style and elegance, dynamism, refined technique, dedication, and astute professionalism, she's contributed much to the cause of her motherland. The checkered career of this elite figure skater includes a representation at the 1948 Winter Olympics at St. Moritz, Switzerland, winning the World Figure Skating Championships in 1949 and 1950, and also the European Figure Skating Championships in 1950. She also bagged the Czechoslovak Championships from 1946 to 1950. The dreaded communist-era secret police, STB, wanted her to give up her career to work as a coach in Moscow. Thus, she was compelled to seek political asylum after winning the 1950 Wembley World Championships.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark writes,
she was born in Prague on May 16, 1931. She became known as the one and only ladies world champion figure skater from the Czech Republic in Paris 1949 and successfully defended her title in 1950 in London. Her parents advised her not to return to Prague after her victory in London. Before that, the communists wanted her to go to Moscow to teach the Russian youth, which her parents did not accept. There was an attempt to kidnap her in London, but she got asylum.
Deepita Chakrabarty from India sent us this answer.
Alena Vrzáňová will be remembered as an international figure skater of the highest order. For her yeoman service for promoting the name of her country, she received the 16th annual Gratius Agate Award. Among her outstanding achievements are winning the gold medal at the World Championships in 1949 and 1950, and at the Oslo European Championship in 1950. She is credited to be the first woman to land a double Lutz jump, a counter-rotated toe jump, said to be one of the most difficult figure skating jumps pioneered by the Austrian skater Alois Lutz.
Hamad Kiani from Pakistan wrote,
The figure to be identified in this month's quiz is Alena or Aya Vrzanyeva, who was born on May 16, 1931 in Prague. She was a Czech figure skater who represented the then Czechoslovakia in competition. She is the 1949 and 1950 world champion and 1950 European champion. In addition to figure skating, she also played piano and attended ballet school. On her father's advice, she decided not to return from the upcoming world championships and defected from Czechoslovakia during the 1950 World Championships in London. She was eventually offered political asylum.
Deblina Biswas follows Radio Prague in India.
She married Paul Steindler, a chef from Czechoslovakia, in 1969. He owned two restaurants. He died in 1983. Aya returned to Prague in 1990 after the Velvet Revolution. She received the Medal of Merit in 2004. Alena died in July at Mount Sinai St. Luke Hospital following a stroke in May this year at the age of 84.
This answer is from Colin Law from New Zealand.
In the USA, Aya shortened her surname to Zanova. She worked on Ice Capades, a traveling entertainment show which included ice skating performances by retired and amateur skaters. She married Czech-born innkeeper Paul Steindler in New York in 1969, and together they opened a restaurant called Kacharna. In 1983, Paul died from a liver ailment at the age of 62. Aya did not return to Prague until the end of 1989, following the Velvet Revolution. In 2004, Aya received from President Václav Klaus the Medal of Merit, Second Degree. In 2009, in Los Angeles, she was listed as the first Czech skater in the Hall of Fame. Former world champion Alena Aya Vrzanyeva died in New York City at the age of 84.
And finally, Mary Lukrenik from the United States writes,
after her husband's death, she continued her work with the Ice Capades and led New York City's largest public ice rink, the Fulman Rink. She was inducted into the World Figure Skating Hall of Fame in 2009 and also received the title of Sports Legend of the Czech Republic. In 2012, she was presented with a 16th annual Gratias Agate Award in recognition for promoting the Czech Republic abroad.
Thank you all very much for your answers. And this time our prize goes to Arne Tim from Estonia. Congratulations, and your prize is in the post. For the rest of you, here's another chance to take part in our mystery person quiz. In October, we would like to know the name of the Bohemian painter born in 1839 in Pilsen. At the age of 35, he moved to New Zealand, where he became known mainly for his portraits of the Maori. He died in 1926 in Woodville, New Zealand. If you want to be included in our lucky draw, please make sure your answer reaches us by October the 28th at the usual address, english@radio.cz. Mailbox will be back in 4 weeks' time, and in the meantime, we'll be looking forward to your reception reports, questions and comments, both in the mail and on our Facebook page. Until then, happy listening and take care.